For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Blooming English, your favorite spot to spruce up your English in fun and exciting ways. Today, we're diving into the colorful world of slang and informal expressions. Understanding these will not only spice up your conversations, but also help you sound like a native speaker. Slang is a casual type of language that often changes and can be really different depending on where you are or who you're talking to. It's mostly used in relaxed settings among friends or on social media. It's cool to know, but remember, it's not usually the kind of English you'd want to use in a job interview or a formal letter. So why bother learning slang? Well, it's all around us in movies, music, and the everyday chat between people. By knowing slang, you'll understand these contexts better and feel more confident joining in conversations. Grab a comfy spot, and let's get started with some of the most common and fun slang expressions used by English speakers today. So, what exactly is slang? In simple terms, slang is a type of language that's very informal and often used in speaking rather than writing. It's made up of words or phrases that are used by particular groups of people and can be quite tricky to understand outside of those groups. One of the coolest things about slang is that it's always changing. New words come into use, and old ones might fade away. It's like a snapshot of what's trendy or new at a certain time. And, because it's so tied to what's current and popular, it varies a lot from one place to another. The slang used by teenagers in London might be very different from what you'd hear on the streets of New York or in a high school in Sydney. Slang isn't just for English speakers in the United States or the United Kingdom. Every English-speaking country has its own set of slang terms that capture the unique culture and humor of its people. For example, Australians might say arvo to mean afternoon, something you wouldn't hear in other English-speaking parts. But remember, while it's fun to learn and use slang, it's also something you need to use carefully. It's perfect for chatting with friends or following along with pop culture, but it might not be appropriate in more formal situations like at your workplace or in academic settings. In our next part, we'll dive into some common slang expressions, where they come from, and how you might use them. So stick around and let's get the lowdown on some slang. Welcome back to our slang journey. Now that you know what slang is, let's explore some common slang expressions that you might hear in everyday English conversations. We'll cover what they mean and how you can use them. First up, chill or chill out, meaning relax or calm down. Use in a sentence. If someone seems stressed or angry, you might hear, "Hey, just chill out, everything will be fine." Next, we have ghost someone, meaning to stop all communication with someone suddenly and without explanation. Use in a sentence. I can't believe he just ghosted her after 3 dates. She hasn't heard from him at all. And another popular one, screw up, meaning to make a mistake or mess something up. Use in a sentence. I really screwed up the presentation today. I forgot half of the slides at home. Understanding these expressions can help you feel more at home in conversations, especially with younger people or in casual settings. They show emotion and can make your English sound more natural. Remember, while these are great for informal chats, they might not be the best choice for more serious or formal situations. In our next part, we'll look at more informal expressions that you'll often hear in daily life. These phrases are just as useful and will help you understand and participate in conversations even better.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's move on to some informal expressions that are often used in daily conversations. These can help you sound more natural when you speak English. First, we have no worries, meaning don't worry about it, it's okay. Use in a sentence. If someone apologizes for being late, you might say, no worries, I just got here myself. Next is for real, meaning truly or seriously. Use in a sentence. If someone tells you surprising news, you might respond with, for real? I had no idea. And another commonly used phrase, my bad, meaning I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Use in a sentence. If you accidentally bump into someone, you can quickly say, oh my bad. Continuing with our informal expressions, we also have that's lit, meaning that's amazing or exciting. Use in a sentence. If a friend tells you about a great party they attended, you might say, that sounds lit. Now let's transition to how slang evolves in the digital world. With the rise of social media and texting, new slang terms are born every day. These are often short forms or acronyms that make typing faster and communication more fun. First, let's talk about LOL, meaning laugh out loud. Use in a sentence. If someone sends you a funny meme, you might reply with, LOL, that's hilarious. Next up is BRB, meaning be right back. Use in a sentence, if you need to step away from your computer during a chat, you might type BRB, need a coffee. And another digital slang term, FOMO, meaning fear of missing out. Use in a sentence, if your friends are all going to an event and you can't make it, you might say, I've got major FOMO about missing the concert. These digital slang terms are especially useful in texts and social media where brevity and speed are valued. However, they're also making their way into spoken English, especially among younger speakers. As digital communication continues to influence language, staying updated with these terms can help you understand and participate more effectively in modern conversations. Learning slang can be as fun as it is useful, especially if you want to understand movies, music, and everyday conversation better. Here are some tips to help you learn and use slang effectively. 1. Listen to how it's used. Pay attention to context. Slang is often used in specific situations. Listening to native speakers in movies or TV shows can help you understand how and when to use slang terms properly. 2. Practice with friends. If you have friends who are fluent English speakers, try using slang expressions in your conversations with them. They can give you immediate feedback and help you feel more comfortable using these terms. 3. Start with common slang. Focus on learning slang that you hear often. This makes it easier to remember and more likely that you'll have the opportunity to use it. 4. Be mindful of the setting. Remember that slang is informal. It's great for casual conversations with peers, but might not be appropriate in professional or formal settings. 5. Keep it real. Don't overdo it. Using too much slang can sound unnatural, especially if it doesn't fit your usual speaking style or the context of the conversation. And that wraps up our exploration of slang and informal expressions in English. We hope this episode has been enlightening and that you're now more equipped to spice up your English conversations with some cool slang. Remember, language is constantly evolving, and staying curious is the best way to keep up. Thank you for joining us on Blooming English. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and join us again for more insights into the English language. Share your favorite slang expressions or any questions you might have on our social media or in the comments below. Until next time, keep blooming in your English learning journey.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.